We are live.
So, our first podcast, the Steamblock family. I have Zachary here, Nathan's here, Andrew's here, and I'm here. And we're going to do the National Basketball Championship. We're going to make our picks here and on this podcast and kind of explain our picks after we kind of go through and see what everybody thinks about them. So, we will start. We get DJs down here with us too. Okay, so first game up on the docket is Gonzaga, Georgia State. Anybody picking against Gonzaga in the first round?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so
either. No, not either.
Yeah, but I don't think that we're going to get a Michigan, or not Michigan, but a Virginia, the one seed losing again.
Okay, next up is Boise State, Memphis. Penny Hardaway, is that who coaches at Memphis? Mm-hmm. Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
Boise State from the Mountain West Conference.
Wait, have you guys filled out your brackets yet?
No. Why?
Well, I mean, we're talking about it, so I feel like this isn't a good time to talk about it if you haven't filled out your bracket yet.
Well, it's not like I'm going to agree with everybody. Why can't we fill out our bracket while we're doing that? Next up, UConn out of the Big East and New Mexico State.
I like UConn here. I think they have a good team. I think they're going to go. I was going to say I think they'll go far, but they have to play Gonzaga if they win a couple games. So
I think it's UConn unanimous. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah. Nate, you too. Next up is Arkansas, Vermont. I, for one, really like the Arkansas team. I like how they play because you can duplicate that anywhere. It's not the 40 minutes of horror that it used to be. I mean, when Nolan Richardson was there, but I think that's still – Vermont's a good team, though. They're big. They're athletic, but I think that's a little much.
Yeah, and, you know, Muschamp is good. He's not going to lose this game, I don't think. I wish it had the lines here. It just has the record. You'd be surprised. I was going through the books today, and a lot of these games that have the higher seed – you know, the big spread in between, the lines are actually pretty close. So I was pretty surprised to see that.
I'm wondering if I can pull that here and we can go through and do that while we are doing that. I'd like to put that by that anyway, because I think that's a good idea. So let's go. I'm gonna go off Circa here. Because I made a couple of bets tonight on there. Okay. So, now the problem doing that is they're going to go...
It probably has a play-in games first, and then it's probably organized by West, East, South, and Midwest.
Right. So, this is the West. So, I think I can... tournament games. First four... Yep, and it kind of goes all over. So Memphis right now against Boise State. Memphis was 2.5, minus 2.5.
Yeah, and that's the 8-9 game.
That's a tough game, too. I mean, so that's always the toughest
game. Those are pretty – obviously, the numbers say it's pretty equal match, but it really is.
Georgia State Gonzaga is 23.5. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot, a lot. What am I looking for? UConn, New Mexico. UConn is 6.5. And we have Arkansas is -5. That shows you how good that Vermont team is. I mean, being a 13 seed and pulling that kind of number against a SEC team. These next two, Alabama and the winner of Rutgers Notre Dame. This is where I just want to talk about some of this stuff too, so we can go off a little bit. There's no way Alabama deserved to be in this tournament.
You don't think so?
No, not the SEC. 19-13 in the SEC. They didn't play anybody during the first of the year. There's better teams that didn't get in that deserve more. it's once again, that's one of those, you know, oh, it's the SEC, so we can give them as many. I don't think the Big Ten should have got 9 teams.
Yeah, but I mean, you can make that same argument sort of too. Iowa State is, you know, 20-12, one game, you know, difference between them.
Yeah, we beat 9 some, quad one wins.
Right, then. But, you know, that was early, and I think the quads still count. I'm trying to think. We played Memphis, and it was Xavier early. That was a good win. Xavier didn't make the tournament.
No, I know.
Iowa State also looked – I'm not knocking Iowa State here either, but there was times where Iowa State looked like garbage.
Oh,
they looked bad.
It's true. No, I totally agree with that.
But while we're talking about, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC having a lot of teams – I don't know if this number is correct, but the Mountain West has like 4 or 5 teams.
Mountain West is tough.
Right. Whether it's in the play-in game or if it's, you know, the actual bracket. So, and actually, we didn't really touch the play-in games tonight. It's tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have Wyoming +4 against Indiana, so hoping for some Mountain West. Some Mountain West love and magic against the Big Ten.
I think I'm trying to see what I got that game at, because I bet that game too. That Wyoming Indiana game, I bet the under, because I didn't know, and I bet Wyoming. I got 4.5 points. What did you say you had it at?
I had 4.
Did you? And I got it at 4.5. So yeah, that'll be interesting to see. So Alabama, if you're going to pick one of those other two teams, that's fine. I mean, if you have Alabama going, that's...
I actually have Rutgers. I think Rutgers is going to win tomorrow, and I have them upsetting Alabama. I'm pretty sure Alabama has had some injuries, too, this year. So.
And Alabama has had good wins. I mean, didn't they beat Baylor?
Tennessee, did. Yeah. They have...
Gonzaga.
They're one of those teams. It's a lot like Iowa State. Alabama actually is Iowa State.
Yeah. And I
if
think,
they shoot well, they win. If they don't, then it's a whole different story.
Right, and Alabama was supposed to be, you know, better this year. And like I said, they're dealing with injuries. But everyone kind of remembers the last couple of years, Alabama's been really good. They play fast. They have good shooters. There's been a couple of good NBA players coming out of Alabama, like Sexton. And I think people are just, you know, the SEC is kind of back in basketball a little bit. I do like a couple SEC teams that we'll get to a little later.
Yeah, with you, I like Rutgers as well. Who do you have?
I stayed with Bama. Yeah. I can't really go with those other teams.
Yeah, I've made... Or go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with Bama.
I've made, I think, 4 brackets so far, whether it's work, family, friends, and I have a different team winning that game, I think, in almost every bracket, and then I have 3 different national champions, so...
So as it stands right now, Rutgers Notre Dame is -1. Over under is 131.5. I don't think they're going to get to 131.5 either. Those are two pretty good defensive teams as well. Here's the next one, and before we talk about Texas and Montana State, I mean, we know a lot about Texas Tech. We're all Iowa State fans. Mm-hmm. Here's the key, I think, for a lot of teams in this tournament this year. How are they going to referee?
Right.
If they referee and let Texas Tech play the way Texas Tech played in the Big 12, you're going to have a hard time beating Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. Right. If they call the game differently, I mean, I don't even know how to say it, but I mean, the Big 10 plays the same way too. They're in their grill. I mean, there was all kinds of fouls that you could have called the other day with Iowa and Purdue, and they didn't call it. But really, for Texas Tech, that's probably the biggest team in this tournament that it depends on what officiating you get, but I'm a huge Texas Tech fan.
Same. I think Texas Tech is going to be really good. They're in my Final Four for a couple, but I think it's worth mentioning, too, Illinois is really going to come down to how fouls are called.
Absolutely.
With Kofi in the middle, whether he's shooting 20 free throws or if he's, you know,
that's another.
They're just going to let him play.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting. But I also want to bring this up real quick. I know it's not... Doesn't have anything to do with NCAA, but Kyrie Irving, it's halftime of the Nets Magic game, and he has 41 points.
He is angry, and since you mentioned that.
Unvaccinated Kyrie.
Okay, so let's do that. This is a great thing that we can do this, and it'll be fun. I thought the simple fact that Kyrie Irving can come in and watch the New Jersey Nets play now, but he can't suit up and play when the mask mandate is supposed to be protecting in the stadium, is supposed to be protecting the players, not the fan. It's fun. Yeah,
but it goes even deeper than that, just because unvaccinated players can come into New York and play, but Kyrie still can't play.
Because he lives in New Jersey, even though he doesn't live in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun.
The New York or Brooklyn Nets.
I did say that, didn't I?
All right, but back to NCAA. I just needed to share that.
But
that
that's
pretty incredible.
If there's anybody that can get over that 80 point mark, it has to be somebody like him. Because I don't even think Steph doesn't play that many minutes anymore, so he can't get that many shots up. Kyrie can. He's unreal when he's playing. I agree with you. Next up is Michigan State Davidson. And don't sell Davidson short. I don't think they're a really good team. What you have going here is you have Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo doesn't lose first round games very often. Anybody taking the dive and taking Davidson?
Yeah, I have Davidson.
Look at him go.
It's always the 7-10. Someone gets beat at the 7-10. I don't know if it's going to be this one or another one. I think I have a couple 7-10s, the 10s winning. This may just come from my Iowa State background and Big 12 brain. I just don't trust the Big 10. I trust the top of it, I guess, but I also only watched Big 12 games this year, so it's kind of tough to go through this. Yeah, I know sort of some stuff, and I know through Twitter, I know through highlights on TV, but I don't – there's not very many people that sat down and watched a lot of these games. You know, maybe it's Rothstein or, you know, people covering college basketball. But just from what I've seen this year, I don't even think I ever heard of Michigan State in any highlight, anything I saw on Twitter. You know, I obviously have saw something, but nothing that sticks out that I'm like, oh yeah, Michigan State.
Here's a really funny thing. So you think Davidson, Michigan State, just off the top of your head, Andrew, what do you think the spread is? Or have you seen it?
Oh, what is it, like maybe 5 points?
No, it's one.
One.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, yeah, and what is it? Michigan State's, you know, not coming into the tournament super hot. I mean, losing 7 of their last 10.
No, they definitely are not. And Davidson has something to play for as well. Next up, we have Duke and Cal State Fullerton. This would just be my thing. There is no way that this Duke team is gonna have Coach K get knocked out before at least the Elite Eight.
No, and I don't think this is one of those games
18 and a half.
They're going to lose early. I think Duke's going to lose later. They're not going to go. I don't think they're going to go to the Final Four, maybe not even the Elite Eight. But just looking at this right here, the Cal State Fullerton and Duke. Duke probably has 5 first or second round picks on their team.
And at the end of the day,
yes, you have to make shots, but when the person guarding you can't stay in front of you, you're gonna score points and you're gonna, you know, win the game.
And here's the thing, and this is sometimes what, you know, you have to open your eyes. That is why I think that the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to be tough to beat, and it's the thing that you just said. They have guys that can score, and that's what you need. I said this yesterday on the show. If you don't have somebody that you've gone 4 minutes without scoring, and you don't have somebody that you can give the ball to and have them score, you can't win.
But that's the thing about Iowa too. It's not just one guy that they have that you can give the ball and score to. They have 4 or 5 guys that can do that.
Right. And you know, I think he's not even playing. You know, when Peyton Sanford won that game for them. I mean, there's a lot of things. I thought Tony Perkins and Joe Toussaint playing together at point guard, you know, not at the same time, but being the point guard, I thought that was really big. But Peyton Sanford coming in and scoring those 11 points when the game was the at that time, the game was, they were up by one.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought there were a couple of plays in that game that if Purdue could have got a lead and got a stop, I thought maybe they could win the game. But they never did that. They just couldn't get to that point.
Right.
And you have, and somebody tell me, there's people out there that, you know, there's no way Keegan Murray is the best player in college basketball. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I was on the other side of that. I thought he was overrated watching him. I think he had 8 points against Iowa State, and that came, in the second half. Mm-hmm. But he's... You know when a college basketball player is good is when they can consistently hit open and kind of guarded shots.
Yeah.
The big difference between the NBA and college is that they make shots.
Yeah.
There's so many college kids who will shoot a wide open shot and it'll brick. And I think I had to do some research. Keegan Murray, I always keep calling him Keegan Bradley. think of the PGA Tour guy. But yeah, Iowa has a good squad, and the one thing I like about that is a lot of podcasts I listen to, a lot of people on Twitter have Iowa going pretty far.
I saw one last night that they had Iowa winning it all.
Right, in the Final Four or, you know, in the Elite Eight, something like that. I love that because it has Hawkeye fans just like, oh my God, this is the expectation. Here we go. And then they're going to lose in the second round to Providence.
And see, and they have that capability of doing that. If you can get Keegan in foul trouble, which he's prone to do, and then you do not let Jordy Bohannon go off, and you make them try to keep Connor McCaffrey on the floor. And I you know, all the Iowa fans, well, look what he did. Well, he didn't do anything this weekend. Except for make a couple of passes. Except for I think that he might have made the shot of the game, though. In saying that, when he stole the ball and threw the shot up and it went in and he got fouled and he hit his free throw. That was 3 points that put him up. Instead of being up one, they were up four. That was a huge deal.
Right. That's enough Iowa talk.
We'll save that for Baylor Norfolk.
What's the line on that?
I'll have to look it up. Here's my quick thing. If Baylor was completely healthy, there is not a team in the country that can beat them.
It would be an absolute cakewalk for them if they were completely healthy.
They have everything. They have bigs. They have bigs that come in.
When I saw them play Iowa State the first time at home, it was the best college basketball team I've ever seen.
Right, and it goes back to what I said. Baylor makes shots.
Yep, exactly.
They go to the lane, and instead of going for a contested layup, they jump stop at the elbow and hit an elbow jump shot 15 feet away from the basket. Or they do the pick and roll. Or they just have their point guard is absurd in the lane. Oh, he can spin the ball.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
21.5.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it took Oklahoma, I mean, literally shooting over 50%, making 11 threes just to beat them by five.
Exactly. Right. And that's the best part about NCAA basketball or the tournament. You have to make shots.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't make shots, and you can't do anything about it.
They had two guys gone in that game too. I mean, that was that thing, and that's when Oklahoma. That might be the scariest thing of all. That how bad Oklahoma was during the season,
especially of how many good weapons with
Chris Beard, who that was a lot. I mean, you have Baylor, don't you, Andrew?
Oh yeah.
Next up is North Carolina Marquette. Marquette, another one of those teams that
iffy team getting in. Is it a good 19-12?
They don't play anybody. I mean, that's the problem.
But that's why it's so hard for me to pick Marquette. Is UNC is UNC. Like, it's
right. And
you have to choose somebody with that much college basketball experience.
It's going to be I mean, I have North Carolina. Anybody not have North Carolina?
I have Marquette.
Are you? There you go.
On a gut feeling.
Good job.
Sure.
Next up is St. Mary's against Wyoming, Indiana.
If Indiana wins, I have been a big Indiana fan down the stretch. Not really at the beginning of the season. They weren't really anything too special. But once they got in the Big Ten tournament,
They played. They're streaky. Wyoming, that game is 4.5. Wyoming's a really good team. Once again, tall, and everybody on the floor can shoot. That's who they remind me of? They remind me of a little bit bigger UNI. Because that's what UNI has. UNI has guys that are on the floor. Does anybody have Wyoming or Indiana going past St. Mary's?
Nope. I like St. Mary's.
St. Mary's
they played Gonzaga good this year.
St. Mary's is a really good team. Next up is UCLA and Akron.
I think it's easy UCLA.
Yeah. Disappointing year for UCLA coming off of last year with players back.
Right. Well, they have basically everybody back and from the Final Four of last year.
I mean, if you can say being 25-7 is disappointing, but it
right.
Conference of Champions, right? We don't hear about this, you know, being in the Midwest and probably same on the East Coast. They're playing games at 9:40 at night.
Nobody's
when
out there.
When the game's over, it's on to the next day sort of thing. And then you also have to think about last year there were no fans. And I know that it's easy to say, well, you still play the same game, but it is different.
Oh, it makes it completely different.
They were a Final Four team, right? Or were they Elite Eight?
They were a Final Four team. I mean,
they still have that point guard with the crazy hair who is really good.
Tyler Campbell, yeah. He's my age.
And I do like UCLA later in the tournament.
Trust me, no different and no disrespect. It's no different than
the Lakers Mickey Mouse tournament.
that you didn't have to play at somebody else's. You didn't.
It's not like every other team was. I mean, no. The same conditions. So
no, it was the same condition. I'm not saying that, but it's just different that you didn't have to go. I mean, coming to Iowa State, even if Iowa State was playing poorly, it's still not an easy place to come and play and win. And it's not like NBA crowds get like college crowds.
Yeah, but this is different talking about it. We're at an NCAA tournament when they're playing in, you know, random cities. It's not like you're playing home games like in the NBA.
Next up is Texas Virginia Tech.
I like Virginia Tech a lot.
I like Virginia Tech as well. They're in a parlay I have in the first round.
I have Virginia Tech as well.
That's not good. They're gonna lose.
Hey, don't worry. I got the Longhorns in there.
Okay, so. There you go.
Who's the Texas Longhorns coach right now? I can't remember.
Oh, it's
his name.
Coach Mosier from isn't it?
No, it's
Oh no, Porter Mosier's at Oklahoma. Chris Beard is at Texas.
Yeah,
that's
from
right.
Texas
that's
Tech.
Right.
Yep.
Which shot could go?
Marquette.
You
know he's been at Marquette for like 3 years.
that's the thing too. That
turned them around too.
That is his. It's the Greg McDermott, Shaka Smart. They have to be at the right situation. Expectations are expectations
like
as they play. Steve Prohm.
State.
Yeah, that's what it is. Purdue, Yale. Purdue's another team.
Huge.
It depends on how the game's officiated.
Right. I mean, Purdue's too big.
17.
They had
17 turnovers. They had 20 different possessions in.
Right, but they're playing a good team. They're not playing a Yale team in the conference championship.
No, I'm just saying that I'm a Purdue fan too. I was disappointed. Next up,
I'm trying to think of one of their players is like one of the best players in
basically Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
he's a point guard.
Robert Williams, who can bring the ball up the floor, who's 6'8 and 235 pounds.
I'm just glad Harms isn't on their team anymore.
Murray State, San Francisco. I wouldn't sell Murray State short.
I have San Francisco.
Really?
I do as well.
Yep.
I have Murray State. That's a team that if they hit shots, but if they get streaky like they can be, they can hit a ton of three-pointers. That's fun. They're fun to watch.
The only thing for me for San Francisco is they get to play Gonzaga 3 times this year, so they kind of know what a really good team is like. And they're kind of – I feel like they're going to come into the tournament just ready to win. Like having to play Gonzaga 3 times sucks.
Just so I'll say this so I don't lose it. Kentucky is – -18.
Yeah, those games aren't even worth looking at.
San Francisco, Murray State, it's a pick'em. It's -1. So that could be one of those games.
Like I said, the 7-10, man.
Who do you have in that one, Andrew?
In
Murray State.
I've got Murray State.
Yeah. I'm assuming everybody has Kentucky.
Yep.
All right, we'll hop over to the other side. You start out with Arizona against whoever wins that game. Anybody not have Arizona going to the next round?
The only thing that's worth noting there is the guy. It's the guy from Bryant, right? That's the leading scorer this year.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
For college basketball, yeah.
Arizona's really good.
Yes.
Okay, so this is one that I was actually excited about talking about because I think watching TCU play basketball, I think they're fun to watch. I mean, they've given Iowa State games with TCU this year was a lot of fun. But once again, I think that's a game that it depends on how the game's called because they also can go a 7-minute stretch and go 0-14 and not hit a shot.
Right. And I think that there's a lot of Big 12 teams in it. And it probably goes the same for the SEC and the Big 10. They ran a gauntlet. And I think the Big 12 is probably the best, just by teams that are good still.
Yeah.
Yes, there's probably there are better teams at the top of it in the SEC and Big Ten, but just the depth that you have in the Big 12, when you have to play these games, you're playing back to back, or you're playing, you rest a day, you fly, then you play that night, then you fly back, then you play the next day. These guys know how to play tough games. They know how to play on short rest. And I like a lot of Big 12 teams, you know, to win games in the first couple rounds.
Yeah, I think that's a really good possibility. I'm not a big Big East fan, so I just don't think they're very good.
It's an interesting conference.
Like, it is.
Sometimes they can be really, really good, and sometimes it can be like this year, where they're just good enough to come into the tournament.
Yeah. So I have Arizona and I have TCU. What do you have, AJ?
I'm going to take Arizona and TCU as well.
Nate?
Yeah, same. I like Arizona and TCU as well.
All right. Yeah. Next up is Houston UAB. And by the way, TCU Seton Hall is a pick 'em.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm never going to take UAB after what they did to my Cyclones.
Exactly. So. But that's the thing to note about. Like, I mean, they're 27-7.
Houston is 8.5.
Like Andrew said, they have a history of winning in the first round.
I'm going to take the over in this game. The over is 135.5. I think they're going to score some points. Houston's fun to watch. I said something to somebody today that how much fun it's going to be to get to when they come into the conference. They come into the conference the year
23.
So
next year.
Next year. They come into the conference.
So
you get to travel to Houston. The one I just had, Tim Dooley, one of my service guys, just went to Utah. What's the matter? Oh, the dog. And he said BYU. How cool Utah is, and going to BYU would be pretty cool. Central Florida is a really cool campus. Yeah.
And Cincinnati,
which it's just, I mean, be good. Yeah. And that's going to be fun as well. So next up, anybody not have Houston?
Okay. Nope.
Illinois Chattanooga. I think I agree with Zach, depending on how a game's called. I think Illinois is really, really good. But if Kofi gets in foul trouble, then I don't know what they do.
Yep. I don't think he'll get in foul trouble until. So I think they're going to win this game, probably the next game. So he's probably not going to get in foul trouble because they have so many good other players to play, even in his place if he does, for it to matter.
Mm-hmm. Illinois pretty easy.
Okay. Next up is Colorado State, Michigan. Colorado State, the old Drake coach.
Oh, really?
It is at Colorado State. What's your take? See, there's another one. I'm sorry. A 17-14 Michigan team should not be in the tournament over some of the other teams that were there.
The only reason I take Michigan is because of Juwan Howard.
No, I think Michigan wins this game. I don't even think it's going to be a close game, honestly.
I think Michigan
wins this game.
I don't know if Howard can coach in this game.
Yeah, he can.
Came back. I just feel like he's going to come into the tournament with a chip on his shoulder, ready to go. And I'm ready to see what happens.
I'm going to take Colorado State just because I have to. Next up is, and I'm trying to see, let me see if I can find a point spread. Next up is Tennessee and Longwood.
Yeah, I'm going Tennessee. I mean,
Volunteers.
Fresh off the title.
Okay, so SEC. Anybody else think that Tennessee might have got screwed a little bit getting a three instead of that last two? I mean, what somebody said today is they lost early in the season to the last number two. I think it was Villanova as the last number two. Is Villanova a two?
It would have been Auburn, right? No.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, Villanova's a two. Right. I think Tennessee is fine in this spot.
I think Tennessee might be a Final Four team.
Same. And I have them in on my Final Four in a couple of brackets.
So I mean I have no issue having Tennessee. Does anybody else not have Tennessee? And you can explain why.
Nope, I had them.
Okay. Next up is Ohio State Loyola.
I had Loyola after seeing them play in the conference tournament. They really surprised me of how well they've been playing. And it's been down the stretch too as well, which obviously makes it better for teams to go in the tournament.
I'm hesitant taking Ohio State here. I mean, especially losing four of the last five, three of them coming from the bottom.